This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. And as we always do on Thursday, we visit with Kat Neville, Vice President of Communications for Explore St. Louis. Kat, good to see you.
Great to see you.
One of the things we're going to be talking about today is a building that's very close to us, the Jefferson Arms. Mm-hmm. It has been basically sitting vacant for two decades, and it's finally near completion of its renovations. What will this mean for this part of downtown St. Louis?
It's huge. I mean, besides the fact that it's going to have 235 residences as part of the building, it's also going to have 235 hotel rooms as part of an AC Marriott, and then a number of amenities that can be enjoyed by, you know, visitors and people who live there, but also the community at large. And I really feel like this is just one more kind of piece of the puzzle of how we're seeing just a lot of, frankly, investment in downtown after this period of seemingly like disinvestment that, you know, has really kind of taken over the headlines. Now these big projects are coming back online, not only obviously the Jefferson Arms, but Alex Oliver, who is really investing in kind of the block between like 10th and Tucker, and putting a lot of, you know, concerted effort into kind of revitalizing these properties. It's very exciting to see.
Now, there's another hotel that's very close. Do we really need these hotel rooms from this?
Good question. I think a lot of locals are kind of like, we don't need more hotel rooms downtown. But I'm here to tell you, I used to feel the same way. And now that I'm so kind of like ingrained in what's happening with travel and tourism, the reality is when meeting and event planners are looking at cities, they specifically are looking at the number of hotel rooms that are accessible, especially within an easy, walking distance of something like the convention center. So we have roughly 4,000 hotel rooms downtown, roughly 41,000 in the region, the metro area. And that we're competing with cities that have exponentially more. And so we definitely do need more hotel rooms. There's also the Kimpton that is going to be, and Staybridge Suites that are going to be breaking ground right next to Wells Fargo. So north of the soccer stadium. So there's going to be some more hotel rooms coming online, as well as the OYO hotel, mm-hmm, that was right across from the Amtrak and Greyhound stations. That is being reimagined, reconfigured into a Sheraton hotel.
I'm just excited for what it's going to do visually for North Tucker, because this has been an eyesore.
Oh, for sure. And it's a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, when you look at the history of the building and what it housed and the events that it hosted, the fact that it did remain, you know, essentially abandoned for about two decades, it's heartbreaking. And so it's being brought back to life. And there, I mentioned that there are a number of amenities. And so it's actually, some people know this, I lived in Turkey when I was a kid because my dad was military. And the consultant who is working on the culinary programs is Turkish. And so I'm really excited to see, there's going to be this kind of like like counter service, quick service, Mexican, Turkish concept that's going to have just like a counter with a few stools, and they're going to have a food truck that's an extension of that. There's going to be a bakery that is going to have Greek and Turkish sweet and savory pastries and breads. There's going to be a restaurant that again is going to have Greek and Turkish and Jewish cuisines with like a fish bar and a meze bar. And there's even going to be a speakeasy where it's going to have a small stage where you can do some live jazz. I guess they're going to have like a barber shop and a tailor shop on location as well. So, I mean, it's not just going to be a place for people to live. It's also going to be just a wonderful place for people to dine, drink, and, you know, listen to live music. It's going to be great.
Well, we've got less than a minute left. Hit one or two of the highlights for this weekend, things that people can do.
Okay. The Cajun Cook-Off, number one, February 15th. I mean, that is an annual tradition. Do not miss it. It is so fun. And then on the event, I mean, essentially on the complete opposite side, there is going to be St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on the 14th and the 15th, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. And then February 11 to 16, Side Project, second best brewery in the world, is doing its Stout Festival. So don't miss that. That's in Maplewood.
Great. Kat, thank you so much. Always good to have you in here.
Thank you.
That is Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis joining us this morning on Total Information AM. If you missed any of the show, you can go to the Odyssey app or go to KMOX.com and look for the Total Information AM podcast page. Chris and Amy are next on KMOX.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.